focused on the last game of the season. You know, the awe in the Cincinnati was not just for a press conference. That is literally how the man thinks. Once that is over, you know, we got to move our focus and shift it to the upcoming challenge in front of us. And so, do I think Cam Newton is going to be the quarterback there for the long haul? No, I don't think so. Bill's not going to stand pat. He's going to find a way to improve that team. And as we have seen throughout the season, there are lots of places where that team can be improved.
Chad, it's really good to talk to you. I just want to let you know, when you were playing with the Patriots, I was in high school. I hated you guys with all of my guts as a sports fan, so it's nice to have you on the phone here. But I am curious, like, just from the perspective of looking at where the Patriots are, I think it's kind of forgotten too, right? Like, they had a lot of opt-outs this year, especially on the defensive end. The more I think about this, the more I think that this could probably be a little bit more of a quicker turnaround than first expected when you just look at everything around them, right? Like, if they get the talent back defensively, it's all about just kind of rebuilding this offense, getting some speed and getting a quarterback. They might be back a little bit quicker.
Well, obviously, he and Josh McDaniels can scheme up lots of different quarterbacks, lots of different offensive styles. I mean, just think about some of the success they had when Tom Brady was under center. It wasn't just all Randy Moss and Wes Welker. There was a time when they really were a two tight end offense, depending on those tight ends. The last couple of seasons, it became a tight end and running back catching passes oriented offense. Before that, early in Tom Brady's tenure, it was running the football. So they will take a look at their team and try to figure out the best ways to be successful. But clearly, they need some weapons on the outside, and they need a very much improved quarterback play to move forward. But those opt-outs certainly hurt them, but they will be back this next coming season, and that defense will be much stronger.
So I've kind of used this as a topic, and I've asked a couple of people. You know, we've talked to PFF analysts. We've talked to guys who used to play for Belichick. I want your opinion on it, too, is – you know, Belichick has his reputation, deservedly so, for being a genius. And you mentioned the different versions of their offense that they have run. But I think it seems kind of clear over the last few years, his eye for just like offensive talent, right? Whether it's in the draft, whether it's signing guys, it seems to be a little off. Is that fair? Because some of the swings that they have taken on offense when it comes to skill position players the last few years have been swings and misses, not so much swings and, you know, making contact and getting like a single, to carry out the analogy.
I don't think anyone could argue that point in a real serious way. One of the greatest, maybe not the one of, possibly the greatest coach, not just in football, but maybe in all professional sports history, can't evaluate wide receivers. It seems so odd to me that where those disconnects fall for him, but that is certainly one of them. So, maybe hard to imagine him giving up control over that, but maybe at some point early this offseason, he looks over his track record and hands part of that draft off to somebody else, because the amount of misses versus hits is a pretty bad ratio right now.
So in that division, you know, a hot topic on this show a lot has been Josh Allen and his development and where he's been at. So we get to watch him pick apart New England yesterday. He has been absolutely fantastic this year. But it's been quite the jump, right, from like an inaccurate guy who had a lot of trouble under pressure the first 2 years to what he's brought to the table this year. What have you seen with Josh Allen? Like, I kind of think that the Josh Allen we're going to see for his career is somewhere in the middle of the first 2 years and this year. Or do you think that this development cycle that we've seen from Allen is real, and that this is going to be the guy we're going to see for the next 10 to 15 years in Buffalo?
Well, I live here in Denver, and so Josh Allen just played in Wyoming, 100 miles away. Yep. And so got a chance to see him play and hear the stories of, you know, here's this incredibly, you know, athletic, strong-armed guy, needs to work on his accuracy. And that was the case at Wyoming. He was, in the 50s percent passer. Now a lot of his targets left his senior year, may have skewed his numbers a bit. But he certainly came into the league well known that accuracy was going to be a major issue for him. And then through his rookie year, it didn't really show that that was going to change much. But for whatever reason, this year has, you know, lit it up. Now, I think something to do with that has been Brian Daboll, who's been calling plays I think Josh Allen feels very comfortable with. But we've seen throws from Josh Allen this year that, you know, if you were to replace his uniform and put a number 7 on him, you would think, oh, well, that's John Elway, a big athletic guy with an incredibly powerful arm who's throwing great footballs down the field. So of the 10 best throws of this year, Josh Allen has two or three of those, threading the needle between defenders, hitting the receiver right where he needs to hit him. It's been really incredible to watch his progression, because I, for one, can look over the track record of inaccurate quarterbacks making that transition from college to the NFL, and most of those guys just don't pan out. Their accuracy never really improves enough for them to be a standout quarterback. I mean, there's an argument that Josh Allen could be MVP of the league this year, and for a guy who was labeled as inaccurate, he's been dialing it up. So I've been impressed with that. I've been a little shocked that he's been able to make that turnaround so quickly.